Guilfoyle took a couple of steps up the ramp. John rose up onto his elbows.
"Don't take another step," John yelled.
"This ship is ours, Sharer. It's time you accepted that. It's also time for you to negotiate your place aboard. If you don't surrender, you'll make certain you never see it again."
Guilfoyle took another step. John squeezed off a shot from his Garand. The round bounced off of the ramp directly in front of Guilfoyle and caromed into the woods beyond. The crew began receiving fire from several different positions at once. Devonai and Richter laid down a hellish slew of fire as the crew ran up the right side of the ramp. When Ray got to the top, he ducked behind the nearest piece of cover, a 55-gallon drum. Ray looked for a target, found one on the right side of the clearing, and fired. The Beretta ran dry, and Ray fished in his pockets for another magazine. He realized that Christie still had them. Fortunately, Christie was the next one up the ramp. Ray grabbed her and pulled her behind the drum.
"Give me the spare mags!"
Christie did so, and then looked at the drum.
"Are you crazy?"
she said, scrambling away from Ray. Ray reloaded the Beretta and resumed firing.
"Come on, John!"
screamed Ray. John loaded his last clip into his rifle as he ran up the ramp, several shots following him inside.
"That's everybody!"
Christie yelled.
"Richter, get out of here! We're closing the ramp!"
Richter nodded without looking and broke cover. He ran forward a step, firing his rifle, and began to run for the northern tree line. A round impacted his chest, and he fell backwards onto the ramp.
"Shit!"
Ray yelled.
"Close the ramp, Seth!"
John shouted. The ramp began to close. Ray ran forward and dragged Richter's limp body into the cargo bay.
"Seth, get us out of here," said John.
"Please state the desired destination."
"Anywhere but here."
"Understood."
Suddenly, everything was deathly quiet. Each member of the crew struggled to catch their breath. Ray noticed the source of Christie's earlier reaction. He had been hiding behind the gasoline drum.
"And you call yourself a Doom fan," he said to himself.
"What about Devonai?"
Ari said. "He made his choice. He's on his own now." The constable stood and walked around the room, looking at the damage to the walls. He pulled free a piece of 2x4 that had been broken in two by the tree. As he paced the room, he began to smack the board against his palm.
"I used to live in this house."
Dan looked at him, half astounded.
"Do you know who lived here before or after you? Maybe it'll make it easier to find out who did this."
Dan, of course, already knew who had done this, but it felt as though he were accusing the man in some way.
"My family was the last to live here. No one wanted to rent a place without power run to it by then. After my father disappeared, this place just fell into ruin. The whole town forgot about it. Until today, that is, when you made that call. You know, we aren't big on strangers coming in and dredging up old memories that are best left forgotten."
He punctuated these last three words by smacking the board on his palm in time with his voice. Dan's mouth went dry. He tried to swallow, but it just left his throat feeling sticky and closed off. "This was a murder. It needs to be solved."
"We don't know what it was. She may have crawled under the house and died without any help at all, for all we know."
"Then so be it. She still deserves a burial." Then, like a rogue wind, it hit him. "Oh my God. Dan was your father? And she was..."
"What do you know about my father?"
the man screamed at him. Dan heard a whoosh of air as the constable first pulled back his arm and swung the 2x4 at his head. It connected, and he went down. Mushrooms are mysterious. They come out of nowhere suddenly with their splendid forms and colors, and just as quickly, go away. Mushroom startling appearances and enigmatic disappearances have made them forbidden fruits for thousands of years. Why? It is natural to fear what is powerful yet unknown. Some mushrooms can kill you. Some can heal you. Many can feed you. A few can send you on a spiritual journey.
Their sudden rise and retreat into the underground of nature makes them difficult to study. We have longer periods of contact with animals and plants, and we usually know which ones can help or hurt us. Mushrooms are not like that. They slip into our landscape and exit shortly thereafter. The memory fades quickly, and we wonder what we saw.